We continue now our study of the teaching of the Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 9.
我们继续研究耶稣基督的教训在路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9 verses 57 to 62.
路加福音第九章第57节到62节。
This is an extremely important passage, and I hope that every one of us understands it correctly.
这一段的经文是非常重要的经文，而我愿望我们每一个都能够明白这段的经文。
Luke chapter 9,
路加福音第九章,
verses 57 to 62.
57节到62节。
I'll ask our brother to read it for us in Chinese.
路加福音第九章57节到62节，圣经是这么说：他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说。 你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说：狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。又对一个人说：跟从我来。那人说：主，容我回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说：任凭这人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。又有一人说：主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说：
手扶着泥向后看的，不配进神的国。Now the parallel passage to this is in Matthew chapter 8, verses 19 to 22.
同一章圣经平衡的一段记载咧，喺马太福音第八章
verses 19 to 22。第19节到22节。 Now I ask our brother to read it for us again, also in Chinese.
马太福音第八章。 第19节至到22节，圣经是这么说：有一个文士来对他说：夫子，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说：狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。有一个门徒对耶稣说：主啊，容我回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说：任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你跟从我吧。
Now, today we will expound the Lord's teaching from Luke chapter 9, verse 57 onwards, because it's the account is a little bit fuller there.
今天我们就记载在路加福音57节到62节那里这段的记载，因为那里的记载是比较丰富一点。
Now, what exactly is the Lord Jesus saying here?
究竟耶稣基督在这里对我们要讲什么话呢？
According to my records, 2 years ago, when I first came to Montreal, I preached on this passage.
根据我自己的记忆，根据我自己的记载，就是大概两年以前，我初初来到这里的时候，我是讲这段的经文。
Today, I want to present this from a different angle.
今天我愿意从另外一个角度来到看这段的经文。
So full of riches is the word of God that you can preach on the same passage from quite a different angle and still continue to explore the riches of that blessed word of God. Such is the riches of God's word that I would say you would have a record on your hands if you have ever heard me preach the same message twice.
有个记载在你自己的话，你就会发现到我是没重复的来讲这些的经文。Sorry,
by record this time I meant 打破记录。
第一次打破记录就是发现到我是重复的讲这段的经文。Because
you can preach on the same verse, on the same passage, and there is so much riches. And this time I would like to present this riches at another level.
因为你能够 从同一节的经文，从一句的话语来到研究，但系佢话语系咁丰富，以致到我哋咧能够从另外一个角度能够仲睇到佢嘅亮光。今日我愿意就从喺另外一个嘅程度嚟到研究呢一段嘅经文。
Now here in Luke chapter 9 verse 57 it says they were going along the road. The Lord Jesus was walking with his disciples along the road.
喺呢度第九章57节嗰度话就耶稣基督同佢嘅门徒同佢嘅人咧系咧喺一条路嗰度正在行紧。
And a certain man came to the Lord Jesus and said, I will follow you wherever you go. Clearly he had been impressed by the life of the Lord Jesus and by his teaching.
當然是因為耶穌基督 的教導和他的生命，以致他受到特別的影響。
And he makes a remarkable commitment. I will follow you wherever you go.
以致能夠他是給一個這麼奇特的應許，就說我願意
Maybe he had begun, like that centurion we studied last week, to see the glory of Christ. We saw last week the tremendous faith and the nature of the faith of that centurion. He saw that the Lord Jesus is Lord of all.
他認識到這個主耶穌基督就是眾萬有的主。
And we saw in that Matthew chapter 8, and if you look in that chapter, you'll see how many amazing things that God does, that the Lord Jesus does, showing His tremendous power.
如果你再看到馬太第八章的時候，你就會發現到耶穌基督所做的這麼多這麼奇特的、這麼有力的工作。
And maybe this man saw some of the mighty works of the Lord Jesus.
或者這個人又看到耶穌基督這麼好、偉大的工作。
And he says, Lord, wherever you go, I will follow you. And what the Lord Jesus does seems almost to be pouring cold water over him. Today, if someone said, I'll follow Jesus, you say, Hooray, praise the Lord, Hallelujah. Especially if he says, I will follow you anywhere you go and everywhere you go.
特別假如這個人說我跟隨你無論你去哪裡任何地方我都跟隨你。
And the Lord Jesus seems to take a great big bucket of cold water and pour it right over his head as though say cool down.
但這裡我看耶穌基督好像拿一桶大的凍水來倒下去那裡，好像跟他說你冷靜一點。
You think, that's not very good psychology. Here's a guy who says, I want to follow you, and he says, no, 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 let me tell you something first. The Lord Jesus says to him, Foxes, let me tell you something. You know the foxes have holes. And you see the birds of the air, they have nests in the tree. But the Son of Man, that is me, I have nowhere to lay my head. In other words, he is saying to this man, before you say you're going to follow me everywhere,You best consider first what is involved in being a follower of mine, a disciple.
換一句話講，佢同呢個人就話：如果你話要跟隨我，你首先要考慮下跟隨我嘅條件係乜嘢。
I would like you to notice how the Lord Jesus never plays on a person's emotions.
我哋要留意到咧，就係耶穌基督從來咧都唔係喺度玩弄喺人嘅情感上面嘅思想。
He doesn't try like in some meeting to whip up your emotion until you are really excited. And then somebody says, how about following Jesus? And everybody says, yes, we'll follow Jesus. Jesus never excites you and then takes advantage of your emotional excitement.
他從來都不令到你驚奇起來，令到你緊張起來，以致到你呢是在你的情感上面呢得到你的利益。
Never you will find that the Lord Jesus uses a mass evangelistic meeting with a 10,000 voice choir or how many thousand voice choir exciting everybody by the mass appeal of it. Never.
從來都不見到耶穌基督用千萬個人在聚會，或者是有千幾百個的大的資班來到，令到你覺得很興奮，來到感動你。
You know, music and mass has tremendous effect on human beings.
你要留意到人眾和音樂是會令到人的心有特別的反應。
That's what Hitler used so effectively. Hitler used that so effectively.
這個就是希特拉利用這種因素用得非常有力。
Anytime you have seen a film of the Second World War, you'll see the impressiveness of how Hitler arranged the red flags with the swastika inside, the shiny boots, the military music. Oh, that has tremendous effect on a person.
每一次當你看到有機會看到第二次世界大戰上面的
But notice the Lord Jesus never does that.
但我们留意到耶稣基督从来都不敢做。
He seems, as we said just now, he poured the cold water of this man.
相反,好像我们刚才所提到的,他就好像从一个人倒些冻水。
And I have been doing the same thing.
我都是同样这样做。
Many times when people say to me they're going to come to the Lord, I cool them off.
很多次有些人跟我说他要来到耶稣主那里,我跟他说慢慢等等。
I said, do you know the hardship involved in being a Christian?
你知不知道要成为一个基督徒的困难是什么呢?
Do you know what is the cost of being a Christian?
你知不知道要成为一个基督徒的代价是什么呢?
And Sunday by Sunday, I've been preaching that very thing.
而每一个礼拜日,我都是在这件事上来讲。
Why does the Lord Jesus do this?
为什么耶稣基督要这么做呢?
Because he wants every person to make a commitment having first counted the cost.
因为他要每个人是付上个代价,但未付上代价之前是要计算到那个代价是有多大。
I never forget when I was back in China.
我永远都不能够忘记当我在中国的时候。
That was the Hanzhan, the Korean War time.
那个就是在韩战的时期。
I think it was in 1952.
大概在1952年。
And they came to our school to recruit soldiers.
他来到我们的学校来招募这些新兵。
Or volunteers, as they were called.
即是他们说是那些义勇军。
And that was what was done was they had a tremendous propaganda campaign.
特别在那个时候,他们有很大的宣传的作用。
And there were people weeping and crying and working on other people's emotions, thinking our country is in danger, and the tears were running down their face.
那边有很多人又哭又在流泪,让我们看到在我们的国家是有很大的危机。
And there was one person in my class who wept the most and shouted the loudest.
在我的班里面,他哭得最多,而且叫得最大声。
I was all the more ashamed because he was a member of my ball team.
我都是非常羞愧,因为他是我的波队里面的一员。
Now, I was not ashamed because if he was really weeping for his country, I would be proud of that.
我不是因为他流泪,觉得羞愧,但是他是为国家流泪。
But when what happened was this, after having wept, he said, I will go to Korea and fight the Americans.
但是问题就是他哭完之后,他说我要去韩国那里,来打这个美国人。
Because in our class, nobody volunteered.
因为在我班那里,没有人愿意自动去。
And because nobody volunteered, he was shouting and crying and making a tremendous commotion.
就因为没有人愿意自愿去,所以他就在那里又叫又哭,又整到很多的骚扰在那里。
So finally, he said he would volunteer.
最后他就说他愿意自愿去。
After that, one other poor fellow, I still remember his name by the name of Sun, you see.
他之后就有另一个可怜的人,他的名字叫Sun。
So he could endure this weeping and this emotional stuff no longer, and he volunteered as well.
但是因为他能够再抵受这种情感上的哭号,所以他又自愿去了。
What was his shock to discover when the day for enlisting came?
当他们发现到的就是当他们报名的时候呢,
when it was time to present himself, he was the only one.
当他们要报到的时候呢,他就发现到是他只是他自己一个。
And he was looking around for the other fellow, the name, one by the name of Trang, you see, who had been crying and shouting.
他就是在周围在张望要找这个在这里又哭又叫的人,这个姓张的这个人。
But now this fellow was sitting very quietly in a corner.
但现在这个人,他就很静地坐在一个角落里面。
Having after all those tears, he was not going to the front. But he had, by this emotional stuff, got this poor fellow to go to the front, and he didn't want to go.
经过他在这里又哭又叫,经过这么多的情感上的冲动,令到其他
And what I never forget was the look on the face of this poor fellow, this Swin, you see. He really had not the slightest desire to go. He had only responded because of an emotional appeal.
Now
let me ask you, would that man make a good soldier? Who was hooked in by an emotional appeal? If I were the commanding officer, I would dismiss any person who didn't want to go. I would say this mission is exceedingly dangerous, it is difficult, and nobody who hasn't the courage and who has not counted the cost needs to go. Just drop out right now. Because I know that the people who stay back will be the finest, the most determined soldiers you can ever find. That is why it's the greatest mistake when you preach the gospel to sweep people into the kingdom by an emotional appeal. Because those who have counted the cost, who go forward with a clear and calm mind, these make the finest soldiers. For the spiritual warfare, you cannot last long on the crest of an emotional wave. That is why there are so many Christians who become Christians. They raise their hands, they don't last. I have said before, I say again, of those whom under God's grace I have had the privilege to bring to the Lord, there is hardly a single dropout. That is why the Lord Jesus is pouring cold water on this man, as it were. What exactly does these words of the Lord Jesus mean? He is saying to this man, I have nowhere to lay my head. What does that mean? Now, you can always find somewhere to lay down your head, even if you lie down in the park. I mean, there is somewhere you can lay down your head. I have slept on the park bench before in my time. Now you can see that the Lord Jesus could go in the wilderness and lie down in some place. I could go into the woods and lie down there if I have nowhere to stay. He is saying that if you want to follow me, then this world cannot be your home. That is the point of his statement. Like that song says, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. So this is the first point, that if you want to be a true disciple of Christ, you must clearly define your relationship to the world. That is to say, I find many Christians simply don't have this attitude. They feel that this world is their home. Now, if that's the case, you can't be a disciple of Christ.
Now,
Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that Abraham, the father of faith, just saw this world as as himself being a pilgrim passing through a foreign country.
在圣经里面我提到阿伯拉罕他看见这个世界只不过是呢是一个旅程他在经过。
And we, if we want to be good disciples, we must make clear what is our attitude to this world.
假如我们要成为一个好的门徒的话我们一定要很清楚的是我们的态度是怎样。
If you love this world, you simply cannot be a follower of Jesus.
假如你爱这个世界的话你就很简单的你不能够成为耶稣基督的跟随者。
Now I have said before and I need to say again that by the world we are not speaking about the mountains and the trees and the birds and this kind of thing. The Bible does not refer to that by the word world.
我以前曾经讲我现在又再讲世界的意思不是说地上的雀或者树或者山或者自然环境的一切。
The world in the Bible refers to this system of the world which is alienated from God, that it does not obey God. That is the system of this world.A man made a human system. Now, so we have to define our relationship. If we love the world, as the Bible tells us, as in 1 John it says, he that loves the world, the love for the Father is not in him.
So we have to define our relationship.
You cannot serve God and money at the same time. You have to make clear your attitude. And because so many Christians have not defined their attitude to the world, they don't last very long as Christians. They always want to have the best of both worlds. They want to have the money in the world, and they want to have the kingdom of God as well. Now that you have money is not a sin in itself. It is your attitude to that money that is very important. The love for that money is what's going to destroy you. Now the next thing that comes out from here is this, not to have anywhere to lay your head in the way that Jesus speaks, means that you have to endure a certain hardship. So the Lord Jesus is saying, you cannot follow me unless you are willing to accept hardship.
So Jesus Christ said, you cannot follow me unless you are willing to accept hardship.
The Bible has a lot to say about hardship. Being a Christian can bring a lot of hardship. When you want to follow the Lord, you have to be prepared to take hardship. And the Lord Jesus wants you to understand this very honestly.The Bible has a lot to say about suffering. And this is because, not because God wants you to suffer, it's because you are bound to suffer in the course of discipleship. Now in China, every one of us knows.That if I become a Christian, I'm going to suffer hardship. We don't have to have a message to tell us that. We know that. If I stayed in China, I would never have an education. I could never go into university because I would not be allowed to enter university as a Christian.So if I become a Christian in China, I must be prepared to accept this hardship. The hardship of always being a laborer, I could never be much more than that. That means to say, they will always keep me.Not even if I have middle school education, they will just send me to be a manual worker.
Just 派我出去做那些勞動的體重工作。
And that is nothing disgraceful to be a manual worker. It's very good to be a manual worker.
這個不是有什麼羞恥做一個勞工。
But it is simply to say that my contribution from now on will be limited only to this. I will not be allowed to do anything else.
但是就是說我所能夠對社會的貢獻就是只是這一點點，不可以再有其他的貢獻了。
But that hardship is still relatively little compared to the fact that I will be under surveillance by somebody or other in the government office all my life.
那種困難只是非常之少的，但最重要的就是說，從那時候開始，我就會被政府裏面的人來到，在我終生裏面來到監視。
I will be regularly questioned, interrogated as to my activities, which already as a very young Christian I experienced in China.
我就會常常被這些人考問審訊，做一個年輕的基督徒的時候，我在中國的時候已經是有這樣的經驗。
So we must be prepared as Christians to accept hardship.
所以我們作為一個基督徒，我們要預備去接受這種困難。
But in this part of the world, where life is relatively good to everybody, I find that Christians get soft.
但在這個部分，在這世界的這一邊，在生活上面非常容易，我發覺基督徒慢慢是軟弱了。
You need to keep being tough if you want to be a Christian.
假如你要成為一個基督徒的話，你要常常有強健。
For this reason, I hope that since the external environment at this moment does not provide us with many hardships, we need to learn a lot of self-discipline.
雖然在現在這個時候，在外面的環境不讓我們有任何困難，但我們在心靈裏面常常要有預備。
We need to be tough. That is to say, we need to not to take life too easy, even if we have the choice that we can take it easy.
我們要強健在操作方面來到著手，雖然在我們的普通日常生活裏面，我們不是碰到這樣的困難。
As far as possible, I would like every Christian to have physical discipline, take some running, something that makes you, that toughens you physically.
在肉體上面，我希望你們能夠有機會，譬如去受體育訓練，或者去跑跑步，以致你的體格能夠強健起來。
That is good for the body, it's also good for the soul.
它不單止是跟你的肉體是好，而且跟你的心靈也是好。
One sight I cannot stand in my life is to see those bishops and so on with this great pouch in front. It's so disgusting.
有一個現象，我最覺得很難看的就是那些主教，他們在他們有一個很大的肚腩，那裡有一個非常令人…
What they should do with all these cardinals and bishops and whatnot is to get them really, put them under military discipline for some time. I think it will do them spiritually as well as physically an enormous amount of good.
對於這些主教，我覺得他們應該做的就是放他們在軍事訓練裏面一段時期，使他們在身體上有了強壯的訓練。
I mean, imagine a fat bishop walking in. It's a disgrace to the gospel. I mean, he's a man that looks obviously flabby, without self-discipline. These are the people that disgrace the gospel, certainly in my eyes and in the eyes of many people.
我看到一個人，他在一個很肥的肚腩，他來講福音，在我來說，這個是失禮了福音。
I find that every Christian then learn to discipline yourself, where you can walk, don't always have to ride in the car.
所以我們要發覺，我們每個基督徒要學習來管束我們自己，訓練我們自己，以致我們不用經常都說是坐在車上，我們可以練習一下行路。
I think we sit so much in the car in this part of the world, I'm not sure that our leg muscles are still to be seen, and it must have atrophied, disappeared.
我們常常坐車，入了車，我發覺好像在這部分的社會，在這邊的社會的人，我發覺可能他們的腳上的肌肉都是不見了。
Also, I think we can discipline ourselves. We don't always have to eat the most luscious foods. We can learn to discipline ourselves and also what we eat. Even if we can afford to buy a sirloin steak every day, we can learn to eat something more coarse.
我們可以訓練自己，限制自己不需要吃那些最好的食物。雖然我們有那種經濟可以買最好的食物，但我們不需要這樣做。
Let every Christian be a good soldier, well disciplined.
讓每一個基督徒都成為一個好的兵，有好好的管制。
That's what the Apostle Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. He says to Timothy, endure hardship like a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
這個就是保羅在提摩太後書那裡從
Endure hardship like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Also, when you bring up your children, I say to the fathers and mothers, put your sons and daughters under some discipline. When they can walk, make them run, make them work. That is to say, bring them up strong, tough, not flabby weaklings.
假如在我当中弟兄姊妹有儿女的话，你哋咧亦都要咧系教导你儿女，等佢长大嘅时候咧系有呢个训练，俾佢哋能够有强健嘅身体。
I want to ask you to look and see. Every time you see a true disciple, you will find a disciplined, tough man. Every time you find a true disciple, you will see a disciplined man, a tough man.
每一次你見到一個真正的門徒，你就會發覺呢個人咧係一個真正係受過教導管轄嘅人。
That is to say, he is a person who is the kind of person you look at him, you know this man knows what his self-control is. He is a man who can be relied upon to keep himself firmly under control.
就話呢個人佢有自己嘅管有自我嘅管制，佢係有受到真正嘅教育喺度。
A flabby man only makes flabby Christians.
一個隨便嘅人，做成一個好隨便嘅基督徒。
Some people, they kill their children with kindness. You bring up your children, bring them up, tough, kind to them but firm.
有啲人佢好隨便嘅對佢哋嘅兒女，你要令到佢哋成長係成為一個強健，能夠抵受得嘅人。
I find that, as I said before, discipline never hurt any child. They love you the more for it.
對於孩子嘅管教咧，係永遠唔會係令到佢有咩嘅損失，反為係令佢係得益嘅。
And all this shows that a disciplined man knows how to control himself in relation to the things of this world.
喺呢度可以俾我哋睇到一個係有個自我管轄嘅人嘅人咧，佢就知道點樣管轄自己，係關於對呢個社會、對呢個世界同佢嘅關係。
So I hope your neighbors will be seeing you all running around the block in the next few weeks.
所以我希望你嘅鄰居咧會喺以後嗰幾個禮拜睇到你哋咧係環住你屋企咧嚟到走路。
Whenever Reverend Yu is staying with me, we run together around and round of the training course that we have in Pin Court, that is so long as my physical condition allows it.
如牧師常常能夠喺，凡係如牧師嚟聽我哋，嚟聽我嗰度嘅時候咧，我哋常常咧都係喺我哋嗰度嘅操場嗰度咧，係常常圍住嚟到走。
And I know that Billy Graham he does what's called jogging every day.
Billy Graham 咧，佢咧亦都係咧，每人喺度咧係每日喺度漫步跳步喺度。
That's exactly what the Apostle Paul says that he does to himself. He says, I discipline myself.
所以呢個亦都係咧，保羅啊，佢自己對佢自己所做嘅，加對自己係自己管轄自己。
In 1 Corinthians 9, at the end of 1 Corinthians 9, he says he disciplines himself very severely. He even gives himself black eyes. That is a figure of speech, of course. It doesn't mean that every time you see him, he's got black eyes. But it's a figure of speech that he keeps himself under discipline.
所以保羅喺佢書信裏面，佢講佢自己管係自己咁重要咧，以至到佢好似俾自己嘅黑眼一樣，非常之嚴厲。
So my prayer is that our churches today will raise a new generation of Christians who are true soldiers of Jesus Christ.
所以我嘅願望、我禱告就係願意今日神喺我哋嘅喺呢個世代裏邊喺教會裏邊興起一班真嘅真正嘅基督徒。
That's why I was so happy when the summer conference in Winnipeg, they invited me to speak to their summer conference this year. And I said, what's your theme? Their theme is onwards Christian soldiers. I said, good, you got me as a speaker then.
呢個就我咁話高興，因為今次喺Winnipeg請我去呢個夏天嘅夏令會嘅時候，我問佢究竟你嘅大會嘅中心係乜嘢咧？佢話係咧呢個基督徒做基督精兵。基督精兵，咁我話好，我會做你嘅講員。
If they came up with some other fancy theme, I say you go find another speaker. I'm not interested in that stuff.
假如佢揾其他嘅中心嘅話，可能咧我就會話你去揾個其他嘅人。
Now the second thing that the Lord Jesus says is somewhat even more difficult to understand here. So another man, he said, follow me. He called this man to follow him. But that man said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And the Lord Jesus says to him, leave the dead to bury the dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Now the first point I mentioned is the relation of self to the world. In discipleship, you yourself must, in your relationship to the world, must you must take a proper stand. But this is not always so easy. Especially when it comes to the question of obligation or duty. Now here it comes, the question is this. The Lord Jesus says, come and follow me. And he says, well, let me go and first bury my father. I have an obligation to my father. My father died, I need to bury him. Now the normal customs of burying people took about a week. In the Jews, they had the formality in which there was a period of mourning, and the whole thing took about 7 days in order to carry out the funeral ceremony. In some cases, it could take up to 70 days. When Israel buried Moses, the mourning period was, well, when Moses disappeared, died, the ceremonies lasted 70 days. That is more than 2 months. Now, this surprising thing is the Lord Jesus replied to this man, leave the dead to bury the dead. As for you, come and follow me. You think that we should honor our parents? And certainly the Lord's teaching elsewhere is to honor your parents. In fact, in one place he severely rebukes the Pharisees for not honoring their father and their mother. How come that here we are so surprised the Lord Jesus replied to say, let the dead bury the dead?
But why are we here?